This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, which you can jump into. We'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is Ian
and Mark,
as we go to your calls and thoughts. Still to come, more to say about this Democratic Socialist in America, or Democratic Socialist of America. It's a political group, an action, you know, party that wants to get elected. They're endorsing candidates. They've got, let's see, what, 40-something, I think, candidates right now.
Yeah, over 40-something thousand members.
42 candidates that they've endorsed, only one of which has actually joined, apparently, the Democratic Socialist Party. So they endorse a candidate in a race, that kind of thing. And they now have 45,000 members nationwide, up from around 6,000 just a few years ago. So with that in mind, we're going to read a quote from their constitution. This is as part of an AP story that's basically a feature-length story on this group. And sort of the pitch here is that these people are on the rise. Their influence is rising. They're getting more political candidates on board. They're getting more members. So what do they stand for? Let's get into that coming up here. But first, Mark is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Listen, I was listening to a couple of callers ago, and he was talking about the Constitution. And, you know, to his credit, you know, he said he wasn't really certain about what he was talking about. But the only thing the Constitution requires the federal government to provide for, it's to provide for the common defense, the military.
What about post roads?
Now, that would be where it says to promote, not provide for, but promote the general welfare. And the federal.
It's very specific about post roads. I mean, you know, at the time, that was something relatively important, and I'll look it up here, but, you know, I recall.
Yeah,
that.
And in fact, I'm not, you know, quite up to speed on post roads.
I wish it
but
was
I
just
think
the...
that would apply with, you know, promoting the general welfare, because, you know, decades ago, the federal government, you know, coupled with the states, you know, for the interstate highway system.
Yeah, I wish it was just the military, but, you know, the Articles of Confederation were written at such a time when tariffs were believed to be the best way to collect revenue. And
well, that's true. That was the Articles of Confederation, but it's not the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution was a backdoor attack on the Articles of Confederation. There was no, let's get rid of the Articles of Confederation. They brought the Second Constitutional Congress together to do some amendments and changing some things up.
Yeah, which would have a Bill of Rights in it and everything else. So but the Constitution.
Well, let's not forget that Rhode Island
embodied as the law of the land.
Let's not forget that Rhode Island was threatened with a blockade if they didn't accept the Constitution as it was written.
I'm not real sure.
Oh,
about
yeah, they
that,
were.
But,
yeah, the Constitution was shoved down the American people's throat. It was a big government program put together by Hamilton and Jay.
Well, no, I'll tell you what, you know, right now I can't argue, you know, too intelligently about that, but I do believe that, you know, with the Federalist Papers and everything else, you know, there was a lot of time spent. You know, everybody thinks, you know, the Constitution was hammered out and ratified in a week, and it wasn't.
Now, the ideas were trotted out over the course of much time through the Federalist Papers, and they found through writing these papers, getting the reactions, that what amount of government the American people would handle from a federal level. And,
correct.
And, well, it turns out they'd handle a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. Well, now you give them 250 years.
Well,
you'll
no,
just beg
no
them for
it,
more.
It turned out that, you know, they would agree to that, and then, you know, we have incrementally given more to the federal government.
Yeah, it's time to take it away and abolish the federal government and have secession. What do you think?
You know what? You know, that's a tough question. Because you would think, yeah, I can secede. You know, the southern states wanted to do that. In fact, California is talking about that right now, mm-hmm. wanting to secede.
Texas, too.
And, you know, at what point can you say, okay, by force, I'm going to hold you into the union?
Well, it could be a lot harder
and,
than
yeah, I think,
the video camera.
You know, to me, it worked out better for everybody. You know, we can all Monday morning quarterback what was done, you know, 100 years ago or 150 years ago. And, you know, I think we're at a point now where, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, within the state of California, and that's the thing, we have a federalist system where the states should have equal power.
Should, but
or,
you know, it doesn't really work out that way, does it?
Now, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You said you think it worked out better. You're saying that keeping the union worked out better? Better than what?
You know, and that's a good question. You know, because, you know, we're sitting here looking at it now. Okay, you know, you've got Atlanta, Georgia, and everything else. And
I think it worked out
finally
better
for black slavery
people.
And Jim Crow laws.
But
and
wait a minute.
Else.
That presumes that slavery wouldn't have ended without the Civil War. And the reality
is a good point. And
it,
you know,
ended
economically,
around the world.
It would have eventually.
Right. And thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. It actually ended around the world in most places without any shots being fired, without a war.
It ended in the United States later. And in the South, they were thoroughly vested after decades of arguing with the North about this. They were thoroughly vested. I think that, I don't think it would have looked good for black people in the South, although I think many of them would have moved out after slavery ended in the South. You could make the argument pretty accurately, I'd say, that the United States wouldn't have moved to the world stage the way that it did if it had split. So, you know, Woodrow Wilson's move into World War I, which puts us on the map, and then...
But that's not a good thing, so if they...
Somebody's going to be in charge.
You mean of the world?
Isn't it so?
Well, no.
Historically, that's not true.
There's not one government that's in charge of the whole world. That's
the United
why
States
the United
government
States
is basically in charge of the whole world.
Well, they have the dollar on reserve in a lot of different places, and they certainly have
they
a huge hegemony
on
around the globe with over 1,000 military bases or whatever. Right? I mean, there's no doubt they're a humongous influence. But it's not like they just go and invade Russia whenever they damn well feel
why
like it.
They
could barely handle. They could barely handle Afghanistan.
Why would you want to invade? What would be the point of
Hitler
that?
Invaded. He wanted to invade
Hitler
places.
Hitler wanted to create Lebensraum by wiping out the Slavs. That no one's dropped that around here in the United States.
Yeah.
Hey, let's wipe out the Canadians and move north. For God's sakes, why would you do that? Let's go south. It's warmer.
Well, I mean, who knows how it would have turned out if the South had successfully seceded. Maybe there would have been ongoing tensions between both the North and the South. Or maybe things would have simmered down and slavery would have ended on its own volition through market process.
Yeah, I think most people agree that slavery would have ended. It just, you know, just didn't make sense for a modern society in industrial in the Industrial Revolution. But
I want to talk to Eddie. He's on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Eddie. I don't think you can't know what would happen because we don't get to compare, you know, the apples and the oranges.
You can read the work of people who would do this stuff.
Who what? Imagine what might have happened if the
yes.
South had seceded. Okay, uh-huh. Well, that's just fiction.
It's
anyway. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, hey, guys. I've called in a couple times, and I just turned on the radio and heard somebody talking about the Constitution or whatever, but I just talking to the host. I would like to hear from you guys, what is your ideal perspective of our nation? Is it going to be a mild socialist nation? Is it going to be an absolute libertarian type thing? Where do you want America to be as for your children?
That's an interesting question. So an ideal vision of the United States or North America or this continent, I mean, is that what you're talking about? Sort of
No, us specifically. uniquely as United States of America, independent from the rest, borders,
okay,
language, culture.
Let's talk about it.
An answer for you.
All right, hang on, Eddie. We'll bring you back because we'd like to have you on for the conversation here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us. Also, we still got to dig into these socialists. They've got a certain viewpoint, and there's a lot to unpack in it. We'll talk about it if we get the chance here. Your calls, of course, come first. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live in the Live Saturday edition.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you are welcome to join Liberty.menu. You go to Liberty.menu and you'll find that it is basically a libertarian business directory. There's also some other categories like events, and in addition to that, there's digital content listings that you can put up there. So whatever it is that you do, if you think other libertarians might like to know about it, this is the place where you can put that information. So if you got different entrepreneurial things that you do, different businesses that you run, put them all up there. It's free to add new listings to the site over at Liberty.menu. And you can also, of course, rate and review. There's also a bit of a social networking aspect there as well. Go to liberty.menu and get started tonight. You can also use code FTL, and that's like Free Talk Live, code FTL on your user profile. Get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. As we continue here with Eddie in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Eddie, you called to ask us for what our ideal vision, you know, paint a picture, or what would the nation look like, according to the Free Talk Live hosts, Mark and Ian. Mark, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. He dropped the term language, culture, and borders, and I'll go ahead and
he did, yeah.
I'll outline that. While I am fond of the English language, and it is the language that business is done in around the world, and also like airline pilots have to use it, I think that it's a really great thing to know. I am of the opinion of the founders, who did not feel that it was necessary to create a national language. Culture, I'm not sure what that means. I'm pretty sure the culture here in southwestern New Hampshire is different than the culture that's down in Sedona, New Mexico. So I'm not sure what culture even means when people use it.
We talked about that last week, about pride in our nation. And I think
culture means liking the flag?
loving your country, maybe. But no, okay. What's more important to me is the young people today. We got this lady up in New York who's an absolute communist or socialist or whatever. Now they're talking about, Obama was even talking about a universal money, you know, like a universal paycheck to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I said every day we lose our freedom. Every time our Congress goes in and sits down, we lose
That's
our
true.
Freedom.
That's true.
Agreed. That's why you should tell them to take their flag and shove it up their butts.
I tell you, but where do we go as a unified nation to retain our freedom?
Okay, so that's what I'm going to break with you.
You can't ask the individualists to come up with a unified theory.
So,
but I'll give you this. Here's the easy thing. Everybody should be able to opt out of any government program that there is. So
All right.
And if you opt out, that's it. You don't get the service.
Right. I'd like to opt out of the entire federal government. Can I do that?
So much for the interstate for you, pal.
Hey, you can't even get out of the post office.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to use the post office, but they do give money to the feds do give money.
Also, the state takes care of the interstates. I mean, they
we
get money
get
likely
the young
from
people. Yeah. We need to teach the young people that they can retain their freedom. And the more immigrants we get from other countries, third world nations, they're used to a dictatorship. And
that is a ridiculous statement.
The reason they're leaving is because of the dictatorship.
Right. These are people who, by and large, want to escape oppression.
If you go around and look at America and look at the small businesses, they're started by immigrants. They're the ones who keep us free, and they're the
more likely
fresh entrepreneurial blood. It's the people born here. Wait a second. It's the people born here who are lazy and don't want to work.
Oh, I agree with all that.
There you go.
keep them out.
You can't keep people out and expect them to work at the same time.
Eddie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. To real quick, you know, give my vision, I don't want to see a unified anything. I want to see complete secession. I want to see all the different states go different ways. If there's a few, if there's a few blocks of them, that's fine. You know, if a few states want to confederate or something like that, whatever. But to destroy the idea of the United States, to end that experiment, it has failed. We cannot all get along. Let people migrate to different areas based on different viewpoints. If somebody's a democratic socialist, move them together to the West Coast, right? You know,
let's put them together and figure out if this works. I mean,
there you go.
Like, that's the only way you're going to find out which one of these, because presumably, if there's a bunch of different political ideas out there, one of them's better than the rest. And if we don't try them and let other people try their ideas, then how are we ever going to find out? The only way to allow socialists to do socialist things is to cordon them off in a particular area. Because a socialist says, I want to use the power of the government to take your money.
Yeah.
Like that's,
well,
that's
they don't
the
say it that way, but they have
other words.
They
say the means of production is owned by the government. The government doesn't actually make anything, so they have to go and take it.
I'm going to just because it's one sentence, I'm going to at the very least read it here. So these are the way they use their words to describe what you just talked about, Mark. Here's how they say it. They share a vision of a humane social order based on popular control. That's the key right there. Popular control of resources and production, economic planning, equitable distribution, feminism, racial equality, and non-oppressive relationships. Now, you cannot have a non-oppressive relationship at the same time as having the thing they call here popular control of resources and production, because in order to have popular control, by definition, you have to have oppression. Because if you have people who are controlling others because they have the majority right. of people in a particular geographic landmass, then the minority is being oppressed because they don't agree. They don't want to go along with it. They don't consent. But they will be forced to obey under any socialist system that's ever been proposed and that we've ever seen.
The vast, well, any statist system, the vast
Correct.
Majority, if you take 9,000 years of history, you look at it and you say, okay, let's look and see who's running the government, who's in control, and then you compare them from a wealth standpoint with their neighbors. And you will find, over and over again, something, a percentile at something like 99%. Because there's always that 1% that's like, I'm of the people. I will live in a shack and drive a Volkswagen Beetle, mm-hmm. right? There's always that guy. And, you know, thank goodness for that guy. But, you know, the rest of it, yeah, they're doing better than you
yep.
because... Wow, they control the spending.
Indeed. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We got Sonny on the line listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I love your show. Well, I don't agree all the time, but okay. I do enjoy it. You guys do a good job.
All right. Go ahead.
But anyway, I want to talk about socialism, and the basic difference what we're talking about here is from a social spending as opposed to socialism as a economic theory. And like Hitler believed in an economic theory of control and redistribution. And then you got what today's European socialist, which is a free market capitalist, which taxes more and
yep.
spends more on social programs.
Yep.
You know, and this democratic social platform has hints of a economic theory, which makes it more scary, more like Cuba, Venezuela.
Yep.
But they try to apply this as a theory.
Yeah, to be clear, not every Democratic Socialist adheres to this particular platform. This is just one of the groups, but this is the one that they
yeah.
wrote the article about.
That's true. Sonny, thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And it's interesting that at the same time they're talking about Democratic Socialists in America, Cuba is moving towards private property. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know,
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office, Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now the president tweeting, inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong. Explanation point.
Attorneys for President Donald Trump have waived attorney-client privilege regarding a secretly recorded conversation in September of 2016. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, recorded the conversation that involved payments to an ex-Playboy model who says she had an affair with Trump. I'm Rick Vincent.
Hillary Clinton making an appearance at Ozzy Fest, a music arts and politics festival in New York City. She slams President Trump during her remarks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. The Democratic Socialists of America, according to the AP, they're on the rise in the United States. But what does it actually mean to be a so-called democratic socialist? Ian and Mark in the studio here. I do want to let you know that Anarchapulco, it's on the distant horizon, about 6 months away from now. It's going to happen.
I'm excited.
In February of 2019, right in the middle of winter.
What's
when a lot
not,
of people
what's
are
not
to get
distant
away.
Though is the early bird pricing, which ends at the end of this month.
Right, yeah, we're 10 days away from the end of early bird ticket pricing, and for the first time ever, you get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Over at anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You get 15% off the
Sweet.
Early bird rate. So, you know, they already priced them down because it's early bird. An extra 15% knocked off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And we got to see a number of
this
our listeners.
This is the cheapest
there.
Way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to see a number of our listeners there this year and maybe a few the previous year.
Quite a few who had driven down to Acapulco, which I was kind of surprised.
It's a long drive,
yeah.
Maybe about a day if you do it straight through.
They all remarked at how safe it was.
But you can do it also if you don't have a passport that way. So that's one way you can get down to Acapulco if you don't have a passport. Is
what do you mean?
You drive down. You have to have a passport if you're flying in.
Okay.
But you don't have to have one driving through.
Huh.
Yeah. So, so passports should not hold you back from this event. This is an amazing event. It is the largest gathering in the world today of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs. And again, it happens in Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 19th. Great lineup of speakers, including, yes, that's right, Ron Paul is coming back. They got Judge Napolitano coming down for the first time this, at least that I've seen, this coming year. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and what will likely be dozens more. There were a lot of speakers there this year. I'm sure many to be announced at this point. Still pretty early on.
Great.
And that's what the whole early bird ticket thing is. They don't usually have the whole roster of speakers,
sure,
you know, lined up, and so you kind of, you're expecting to just have a good time, and you know it's going to be a fun event.
It is going to be a fun event. We had a great time. The reason that we continued to hook up with them, by the way,
they don't pay us.
They do not pay us for this.
We get hotel.
Hotel and travel, and that's great. You know, it's awesome, but they're not giving us, they're not cutting some huge check.
Nope, because it is that good of an event. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, get you the 15% off the early bird. Again, you get 10 more days to get those. So go grab them up. As we continue here with, let's talk to Mark. He's in Vicksburg, Mississippi, listening to WVBG. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I heard you talking earlier about the Civil War, and I wanted to interject a different thought there.
Sure.
The Civil War was avoidable because, and slavery would have ceased to exist because it was economically not viable.
Correct.
It was already becoming or disintegrating, and had the Union, you know, had they left things alone, it would eventually been done away with. But the Civil War started for the same reason that slavery would have ended, and that's money. The South, the North, wanted the commodities the South produced, but they didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
And the fact they taxed the South prior to the Civil War pretty heavily.
Correct. As far as the secession argument, the thing that is going to kill the United States is, again, money. We're $20 trillion in debt and growing. There is no concern for that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no restraint upon it. And the only way that the federal government keeps the states on a leash is because of the debt. They borrow money and, in turn, give that money to the states,
yep,
which is basically bribery.
Yep.
And in return, the states submit to things that they never would do.
Right. Let's use, for example, seatbelt laws. There's one state in the union where adults don't have to wear seatbelts. That's New Hampshire. And that's because New Hampshire has refused the, at this point, measly $3 million that's on the table for them switching over to, you know, enforcing at least a secondary seatbelt law.
The federal bribe that they're hanging out.
So the federal government just hung some money out. 49 states said, yeah, we'll take that. And it gives cops more opportunities to pull people over and then perhaps sniff around the car for some marijuana or whatever. Why wouldn't we want to do this? So what you have is a de facto federal seatbelt law that has been brought into and play.
Is the same thing true of the drinking age?
It's basically true of just about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, most because this is the thing that people don't understand. The United States is not a country. The United States is not a country. The United States is not a country. The United States is a federal government that rules over 50 states, right? A state is a term for an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence at a given landmass.
Right, they were supposed to be nation states.
Right. The European Union has a great deal in common with the United States federal government. It's a federation. The Holy Roman Empire had a lot in common with the United States federal government. It's just that as it's existed longer...
If I can interrupt you and make one other point before I get cut off... the reason the debt will kill us is because of a secondary problem that's going on, and that is division. We have division created by political differences in political philosophies. We have divisions created by racial, and I might say to a large part, manufactured racial strife. It's not nearly as widespread as the media would lead you to believe.
It's more widespread as it's manufactured, though.
That is correct. So we have these divisions, these divides that are being created by and I hate to sound conspiratorial, but there are people in high places that desire the destruction of the United States. I believe that President Obama was one of those. But there
why
are
did
people
he succeed?
At the top.
I mean, he has the most powerful position in the free world.
Why would he? Why would Obama respond to the Texans, over 100,000 people that signed a petition in 2012 after he was reelected, who said, you know, what do you federal government goons think about us seceding? And basically Obama said, we settled that with the Civil War, and essentially suggesting that they would invade Texas and force them to stay in the Union. If he wanted to destroy the United States, why not let states secede? Wouldn't that effectively, you know... I mean, losing Texas is a big tax base for the United States federal government.
Well, there's different ways to destroy things. And so if you can destroy the cohesive nature of the Union but still retain control over the 50 states, then you're much better off.
Sure.
So he does want to keep the United States around because he wants the control. He wants the power. He wants the tax money.
He wants – well, I will say the people at the top – want to gain control of by whatever means necessary.
Well, they've got it.
And the general answer to your question is, why would Obama do things that appeared to be contrary to destruction? And the simple answer is deception, bait and switch. But back to the point, these divides are going to cause people to basically secede. The Russians some time ago did a study believing and came to the conclusion that the United States would, in fact, break apart. The West Coast would.
Man, can we get some funding from the Russians to do this? Because that would really help the secession movement.
They don't have much money.
Mark, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Statists want state power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obama was a statist.
Just like Bush.
He wanted state power, and he had it. And I don't think he wanted to destroy America. I think he wanted to increase the power of the presidency.
Just like Bush.
Increase the power of the executive under the mantle of the Union. The flag doesn't stand for freedom.
No, it's the state flag.
It stands
for the government.
It's not a state flag in the sense that it's a state government flag. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
The state, as in the idea.
It stands for allegiance to a republic. Not to freedom. Sorry. I mean, I guess I just agree. Disagree. Yeah.
The toll-free number
here. I agree with everything else he said.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, Democratic Socialists on the Rise, according to the Associated Press. We'll tell you more about that story. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. Or join our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username's lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Plus, if you want, you can back us up on Patreon. There's a Patreon satellite fundraiser, and thank you to the couple folks who actually donated to that over the last week. Sometimes it's like it goes for a month without anybody joining, but that's because I don't talk about it, so I figured maybe we should start talking about it again. So it's a way for Free Talk Live to reach, and currently are reaching, across the world, internationally, in sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America via what's called free-to-air satellite, and that means that the recipient doesn't have to pay to receive the signal. In America, we're used to paying for satellite service, right? Like DirecTV or, you know, you name it.
It's their equivalent of the radio.
Yeah, except there's television channels there, too.
There, too, yeah.
It's sort of like how TV used to be in the United States when you could just tune it in over the air, and free to air is what they call it. So we've been there since 2010, by the way. It was when we started in North America and Central America. We expanded to Africa in 2012. So we've been on both of those satellites for several years, close to a decade in one case. And we know there are people listening. We've had people call from Cameroon and in other places in Africa within the satellite footprint, which is humongous, and you know, say they're listening to Free Talk Live. In fact, I believe Will Coley from the Call to Freedom even says there's a Nigerian radio, pirate radio station that's airing. I think it was in Nigeria is what he said. But there's all kinds of cool stuff that can happen when you put up your signal over other places in the world. As long as they can speak English or understand English, they can hear the ideas of liberty, peace, cryptocurrency. These are important ideas no matter where you are on the planet. And if you support that, then please join our Patreon over at patreon.lrn.fm. It's $2 a month, and we certainly appreciate it. We're up to over 120, I think, 130, somewhere in that range, dollars coming in per month, which is more than a tenth of our satellite expenditures, so that's good, and we appreciate it.
Sure, it would be nice to get 100% of the satellite.
That's okay. If we ever do hit 100%, then if we get to 200%, we can add satellites.
Yep.
So that's something I'd like to do, but you know, if you support it, we'll do it. Patreon.lrn.fm. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we have
Doug. He's on the line in Illinois, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Pretty much I wanted to talk about the Libertarian Party and private property.
Okay.
I believe it had been the other day that you were on the air with Daryl, and Daryl brought up a hypothetical of a little girl trampling a garden and how it would be inappropriate to come out with a gun and threaten the kid, you know what I mean? Which I agree with. That it would be totally inappropriate and an improper way to handle it.
Right. The discussion was about what's called proportionality, meaning that you only have the right or should only have the right to respond to violence with an equal or slightly larger amount of violence.
Right. But in that hypothetical, the guardian, the mother, the father, whoever the guardian might be, they would be obligated to pay for any damage done. You know, I mean, I'm a libertarian,
yeah, sure.
but I go back and look at the Libertarian Party platform, and I couldn't believe it when I read it. They actually have on it that everybody should have free will to go upon private property if they want. I cannot believe that. I had an issue right here in my own property where I had my neighbor, which I don't even know, pull a truck up 50 feet up my driveway right under my bedroom window, and I'm laying down, revving up the engine to charge a riding lawnmower. I went out there, I confronted him about it, I told him, I'm like, look, you didn't even get permission. And he went, well, I'm only going to be here for a quick minute. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, I grabbed the cable, I yanked it off the riding lawnmower. I go, get back in your truck and get the hell off my property. I go, you didn't even get permission. You know, the Libertarian Party, if they can be what they believe, they're wrong on it.
Okay,
you know?
So I am not a member of the National Libertarian Party, but I don't believe for a moment that they would be anti-private property. Libertarians, one of their sort of bedrock principles is the belief in property and private property especially. So I don't buy it. I think maybe you misunderstood or misread something. And like I said, I'm not actually a member of that party. I resigned in disgust years ago, back in 2008, when they had nominated Bob Barr for their presidential ticket. But let's see here, private property. I just pulled up their platform here. They have a whole section on economic liberty. Here's the section on property. Quote, as respect for property rights is fundamental to maintaining a free and prosperous society, it follows that the freedom to contract, to obtain, retain, profit from, manage, or dispose of one's property must also be upheld. Libertarians would free property owners from government restrictions on their rights to control and enjoy their property as long as their choices do not harm or infringe on the rights of others. Eminent domain, civil asset forfeiture, government limits on profits, governmental production mandates, and governmental controls on prices of goods and services are abridgments of such fundamental rights. For voluntary dealings among private entities, parties should be free to choose with whom they trade and set whatever trade terms are mutually agreeable. I don't see anything in there about you should just be able to just go trapezing on, people's private property anytime you want to. I don't see that.
They had that in there. I'm telling you the truth. They had it in there. They worded it away in which they referred to it being people
okay,
should be freely to go. It probably been about a month and a half ago that found it,
sorry.
And it really shocked.
Send me a link.
Yeah, send us a link because I'm reading it from their website here, and I was involved in the Libertarian Party for a decade of my life, so I can tell you that if they had been anti-private property, I would have caught wind of that, I think, and not wanted to support them because of that. So,
right. I mean, I'm not too happy with them. I'm really not. Now they have that guy running again under the Libertarian ticket, Bill Weld, I think. Right,
so
correct.
Bill Weld is
running for a nomination. At this point, he has not won.
He's seeking a nomination likely for president in the year 2020 from the Libertarian Party. He was given their vice presidential nod, and I think it was a mistake for them to nominate him. But then again, like I said, I resigned in disgust about the Libertarian Party losing their principles. But they haven't lost them to the extent of completely overriding their belief in property. That's a fundamental belief. It's a bedrock principle of the Libertarian belief system. So you're just wrong. I'm sorry.
I don't believe Bill Weld's going to win after his more or less
endorsing Hillary.
Of Hillary Clinton throughout his entire campaign in 2016.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Just, not accurate at all. The Libertarian Party's platform has not changed significantly on the question of private property. Yes, they do make changes to their platform on their bi-yearly events.
I'm curious as to what he read that led him to that conclusion.
You said he could email you. Your email address is mark@freetalklive.com. So if you want to do that, you can do that. Let's go to Greg, listening in Indiana to WIVC-FM. Hello, Greg.
Hello. I drive around at night, and I've been listening to your show many times. I enjoy
Thanks.
It.
Appreciate it.
Although I got to admit tonight, sometimes I think you guys are a little nihilistic or you know, I don't know. It's like listening
nihilistic?
You're a little German, yes.
What would make you think that we're nihilistic?
Well, I don't know. It's like I heard you guys espousing things I've read about King George III and Jeff Davis saying, well, the American experiment's over. Men can't control themselves by laws and all this. I'm like, I think we've done great. I mean, you touch us where you are. Sure, we have problems, and sure, it's taken time to get rid of some of them, but there's no other country that has espoused freedom and brought more prosperity by example and by work than the entire world.
By prosperity, I would agree. The United States is a great place to work and make money. But
who else has exported more freedom in the world? Who
Hold
else
on.
Has fought
What
more
the hell
for?
Does exporting freedom mean?
I can explain to you. For example, there's extreme parallels right now with say, President Trump and, say, President Reagan, the first gentleman I was able to vote for a month after I was 18. He went and, oh, my goodness, he was putting missiles and troops in Europe, and he's pressuring diplomatically, and he's helping the Polish fight against that. And he's going to Germany demanding that they get out and that they reunite Germany. And he went and said, hey, let's tear down some walls, Mr. Gorbachev. Things like that is exporting.
Yeah, that's good
even
stuff.
If he's doing it through the CIA.
Well, no, the CIA, do you think that the whole supporting the Contras against the Sandinistas was exporting?
Well, that would be one example that isn't very good when you have so many better ones.
Well, look, okay, if you've got to shoot somebody, freedom doesn't come to people who are dead. And
yes, we would have got freedom away from England if we didn't have guns, and we weren't far enough away where we had enough time to build homes and establish
the English government was, well, our government at the time, if we're talking about the United States, the government
the
of the United States was...
the colonies or the United States? After we got control.
The United
Which
States
one,
didn't exist in 1776. At that point,
yes,
it was an idea.
No, it wasn't. It was a thing they committed their lives, their money, and their blood to, and they won.
Yeah, well, the reason that they made those commitments was because of the English government choosing to send government bureaucrats with guns over to enforce stuff, these taxes and
that's part of it when they started to rebel because they had no representation. But
right.
1776 is simply an extension of the Magna Carta.
Peacefully. I'm going to agree with you that exporting peacefully freedom
is a great
thing.
No, sir, that's not right.
But,
no, you cannot You cannot.
You keep your hands off my tax money. How's that? And go export your own damn freedom.
I'm going to let him come back here because it's a heated conversation. If Greg wants to hang through the news, he can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I agree. If you want to export freedom, the only way to do it morally is to set a good example.
I'll
other people
emulate. I'm ready to go.
There's more. He dropped off the line. More coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.